And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. And he's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Morning.
Just about every Friday.
Yeah, just about every Friday.
And you have opened a jar of honey and placed it in the middle of the table here at the Santa Fe Baking Company.
Yeah, this is some honey that my partner's father, he's an accidental beekeeper. Some bees ended up on his property from a Buddhist temple across the way in Kennewick, Washington.
This is enlightened honey.
Yeah. So I brought you a jar of Washington State honey today.
Wow.
So you just have to taste it. And
yes, and we are here tasting the honey at the Santa Fe Baking Company. Did you know that honey is my favorite food? It's also the name of my dog.
Honey is one of my favorite foods, and this is my favorite honey.
Excellent.
Russian olives, clover, lots of all kinds of good stuff in those bees. Anyway, how are you?
Fine, and I'm so excited that Professor Elaine Pagels is going to be at the James A. Little tonight. I've been reading her for probably over 20 years, other books that she's written, and she's one of those scholars, as we just talked about, who's really accessible to the public and writes in such a way that non-scholars can understand, which I love.
And when is that again?
Tonight at the James A. Little Theater, and it's part of the C.G. Jung Institute.
Oh gosh! But you know what? You know what's also tonight?
What?
Disco on Ice. This is going to be awesome. Disco skating
at the
event.
Skating rink.
As hosted by the Genevieve Chavez Community Center, 7:30 p.m. tonight. And I'm not sure. You know, when I was a kid, we did the disco roller skating thing. We had a roller rink in our little town of Westport, Connecticut.
Disco mirror ball, man.
Yeah. Oh no, it was awesome. But this is disco on ice. So I mean, I'm thinking, put on those, you know, big poppy '70s collars, put on the suit, maybe some gold lame, and head on down to the skating rink for some fun.
I guess I know what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be there. No, I won't.
Well, and then also tonight, there's a lot of things going on tonight. Hampton Sides will be at Collected Works Bookstore in conversation with yours truly at 6 o'clock, talking about the paperback release of the book Hellhound on His Trail, which is about the assassination and the hunt for the assassin of Martin Luther King. It's so good. This book is so good and so vivid. It reads like a true crime book. And there were people who have actually objected to it as being insufficiently, I don't know what, scholarly or something, because it's so vivid. But every single word in it is researched and true.
And it's Hampton Sides.
And it's Hampton Sides.
So there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tonight at 6 o'clock at Tipton Hall, which is sponsored by the Santa Fe Art Institute, there is a panel discussion about the oil spill. Have you heard about that?
No. Oh, yes, of course I have.
Oil Spill Information Gulf panel discussion.
With Debbie Fleming Caffrey.
Yes.
Ricky Ott and Aviva Rahmani. Moderated by Patricia Watts at 6 p.m. at Tipton Hall. There's a story about it today in Pasatiempo on page 36, actually.
All amazing people.
Yes.
Artists and Ricky Ott, a scientist and activist. And
now, weren't you speaking to someone about this yesterday?
Yeah, we talked to Ricky Ott and Aviva Rahmani and Diane Karp, director of the Santa Fe Art Institute, yesterday, in detail about all of this. So you can go to sfai.org to find more information.
I like the connections that you guys made yesterday to the Exxon Valdez spill and spill kids, which I had never really heard before. But it's an interesting term. I mean, it probably doesn't feel too good to be, you know,
yes,
called one of those kids.
Kids,
but they exist and they're out there.
Yeah, children. Well, because
I had no idea that there was that correlation between domestic violence and suicide to such an extent. I mean,
right.
You figure there's going to be some of that social fallout, but I listened to you guys talking yesterday, and then I went online and did just out of curiosity, and I was like, just blown away.
Well, I mean, it's just like war causes those kinds of traumas, natural and in this case, man-made disasters cause those kinds of traumas. And especially, I mean, I think that, well, we don't have to get into it too much, but when it's a man-made disaster and it could have been otherwise, it makes it worse.
Yeah. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here.
You're wrong here.
I have in this calendar here, Life is a Creative Process, is Creativity for Everyone, a 6 p.m. Talk on Monday, March 28th that includes Pasatiempo music critic and radio host, or no, it's Jame Keller.
James
and
Keller.
You,
yes.
Right, Mary Charlotte and Desiree Mays in a panel discussion about the creative process in the second of three conversations hosted by the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum at 6 p.m. on March 28th.
That's Monday at the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Annex on Grant Avenue.
On Grant Avenue.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yes.
I didn't know that you were doing that.
Well,
I'm going to try and make it.
Yeah. Good. I think it should be fun. Desiree Mays is really stoked about all this work that she's doing. She's interviewed and recorded interviews with a lot of major league artists and scientists and people in other fields who are doing really creative work. And is probably, I hope, going to put together a book or something about it. But in the meantime, is presenting it at this series on Mondays.
Cool.
Yep.
And this is the second of three?
Yes.
Awesome.
So the following week, once again.
Okay, so it's week after week on Mondays. And there's a little blurb on that in the Pasa Tiempo. Wow. Disco on Ice, I just can't get over it. But anyway, the 24th Annual Choreographer's Showcase presented by the New Mexico Dance Coalition is tonight at 7:30 and on Saturday at 7:30 at the Rail Yard Performance Center. There's going to be modern dance, jazz, and tango. Tickets aren't that much. And if you call 920-0554, you can find more information about that. And that's Friday and Saturday. Also, there's a lot of theater going on. Two Wives in India continues at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Oh, good.
There's a performance tonight at 8, Saturday at 8, Sunday at 2, and Thursday at 8. And I haven't seen it. Have you
Thursday,
seen it?
Thursday, and the following weekend,
yeah.
Presumably.
Yeah.
No, I've seen a rehearsal. I've seen a good chunk of the rehearsal of it, and I think it's good.
I'm going to go check it out. There's some student theater that's happening right now. Out of My Head, a play by ninth grade students from the New Mexico School for the Arts.
Nice.
At the Black Box Theater at Warehouse 21 tonight at 7 p.m. There are more dates if you call 989-4423 or go to warehouse21.org. You can find out the remaining dates for that. Crossroads. It's a student production of 7 one-act plays that begins, for some reason, at 7:33 promptly tonight and Saturday at the Santa Fe High School Theater over there on Yucca. And you can call 467-2975. I'm not sure what the one-act plays are, but these guys always do great productions. They always do great productions. So I'm looking forward to that.
On Thursday, the 31st of March at 7 o'clock, Giovanna Paponetti is giving a lecture on Kateri Teka Kwitha at the St. Francis Cathedral, and Giovanna is the author of Kateri, Native American Saint, and will speak about her paintings and her research into the life of this Native American who is called the Lily of the Mohawks, and she'll be signing copies of her books.
Yes. Have you seen the show down there at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts?
No,
it's
not
tied
yet.
Into this? It's
yeah.
Really good exhibit. Okay, I got to toot my own horn for a second on Saturday. the 26th at Ahalini Studios, which is American Meredith Studio over there on 2nd Street, is Porn Cake 2011, a competitive edible erotic art show. And it's a group show. There's going to be decorated cakes, a viewing, a contest, and a tasting, sort of. And that's it's from 4 to 9 p.m. I'm not sure what time the judging is, but this isn't one for the kids. It's definitely an erotic art show.
Excellent.
So that sounds like fun. What else? Oh, Andy Warhol, Good for the Jews.
Yes.
Again this week.
Huh. It was last night and tomorrow night.
And tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. And I have not seen the performance, but I've seen a DVD of the performance, and it is wonderful. Did you see it?
I didn't.
I think he's a profound and human and wonderful person, this guy, and very, very funny.
Yeah.
He's a good comedian.
Yeah. No.
Josh.
I can't remember his last name. Josh Kornbluth.
Josh Kornbluth, thank you.
Yes. Collective Works Shared Readings continue on Saturday with authors Robert Richardson, Thomas Chone, and Mike Orendorf at 2 p.m.
Yes, and that's connected with Left Coast Crime.
Yes.
And Left Coast Crime is the convention that's happening this weekend also in Santa Fe for people who are aficionados and just interested in crime fiction.
Crime fiction.
Mysteries.
Not just pulp novels.
Stuff.
All kinds of different crime
fiction.
There's
some good crime fiction out there.
Yeah, the Albuquerque Turkey, for instance. And there's a story about it in today's New Mexican. I just saw it when I was walking in, looking at the little box where you can purchase such a newspaper. Santa Fe Farmers Market, I want to remind everybody that it's getting warmer. The stuff that we have at the Farmers Market right now is awesome.
Really? What?
Well, it's kind of green season, you know, sort of. Well, I mean, there's a lot of things, but the kale, there's lots of kale. Potatoes, there's lots of potatoes. Oh, gosh.
So those kinds of greens that are in season because people have their...
Well, they're hardy
greenhouse.
Yeah, they're hardier greens. A lot of them resisted. I'm picking spinach out of my own hotbed right now. So go down to the Santa Fe Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow, and check out what they have. I can't wait for the big growing season.
Yes, indeed.
Let's see, Noche de Bohemia, the Santa Fe Tango Club's monthly DJ-driven Argentine tango dance party, is at 8 p.m. to midnight at Dance Station in Solana Center over there on Alameda Street. I have never set foot inside the Dance Station. Have you?
Yes.
I can't believe I've never been in there.
Yeah.
I need to get over there.
Yes. It's a good place to dance.
I guess people probably want to find out what's happening tonight as well as Saturday night. Anthony Leon and the Chain with Todd and the Fox over at the Cowgirl at 8 p.m. tonight. Todd Lovato from Santa Fe Community College, great musician. It's going to funkify you. And there might be some banjo involved, too. We're not sure.
Are those mutually exclusive?
No, not to Todd.
Funk banjo.
Funk banjo. What else? Oh, The Matador. No Wave, New Wave with DJ James Reich. James is an author and a musician and a really cool guy. And he's going to be DJing some post-punk and mutant funk at 9:30 over there at The Matador across from Evangelos.
Nice.
Right in the downtown area.
Mambo Fay Dance Company will showcase Lluvia con Nieve, Rain with Snow, an amusing story about a musician who leaves his home on a tropical island for a northern city where he encounters his first winter, choreography by Tony Perez. And that is Saturday, tomorrow, from 9 o'clock on, free dance class. It's basically a dance event. And it's at El Patio Café, the former Cloud Cliff. 9 o'clock. The show is... That's a little hard to understand when all of this is. For more information, go to mamboroomonline.com.
Yes, the Mambo Room. You like comics?
Sometimes.
Like comic books?
Yeah.
You should go check out Nathan Schreiber. Cartoonist signs copies of Power Out, which is personally one of my favorite comic books at the moment. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday over there at True Believers Comics and Gallery on Cerrillos Road, over there by Whole Foods.
Right.
Oh, Fine Art for Children and Teens 21st Birthday Celebration honoring the Naminga family. Hors d'oeuvres and silent auction 4 to 6 p.m. at Santa Cafe on Thursday the 31st. It's kind of a dinner thing, and there's an auction. If you call 992-2787, you can find out more information. Speaking of Mambo,
yes.
Cafe Mambo Salsa Dance Party with DJ Sofrito on Wednesday the 30th at the Ore House at Milagro, which is kind of confusing a lot of people, but Milagro is at 139 West San Francisco Street,
right
downtown. But it's called Ore House.
Because Ore House has moved?
Well, sort of, yeah.
Has
so we have Milagro.
Cloned itself?
Yeah, sort of.
Anyway, just say it's at Milagro.
Yeah, it's at Milagro 139.
Excellent.
Right.
And
which
that's
is also
good dancing. He's a good DJ.
Yeah, yeah. Which is also across from Evangelo, sort of.
Is Evangelo like the center of the universe around which you orient everything else?
It's the party magnet. And there's a lot of stuff that's going on at the underground at Evangelo's, too. So you should go and check that place out. It's in the bowels of Evangelo's. And that doesn't sound awesome, but it really is.
Choose your metaphors wisely.
I know.
Rob DeWalt.
I know. It's not a metaphor day for me.
So let's see. Saturday the 26th, which is tomorrow, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon at the Coronado Room of La Fonda, there is a demonstration of Ukrainian Easter egg making. It's a 2,000-year-old art that involves beeswax, brilliant dyes, fresh white eggs, and, well, skill. So for Ukrainian Easter egg demonstration, you can call for more information, 983-2127, or just go to La Fonda Coronado Room tomorrow at 1 in the afternoon.
There was something... We already discussed that. Never mind. You know who else, besides the fact, is having a birthday?
Who?
Corazon Nightclub is turning 2 years old. And they're having a second birthday bash on Saturday the 26th with local band La Junta and the Alex Mario Band. So if you like you some blues and you like you some Southwest, I don't know, hip-hop slash Latin funk, you should head to Corazon at 9 p.m.
And
on Saturday.
On Sunday at 3 o'clock in Albuquerque at Bookworks, Dana Levin is going to be reading from her new book, Sky Burial. Is that right? Let's see. Yeah, she's going to be, and have a book signing. So that's at Bookworks. We don't usually do that many Albuquerque events, but she is a Santa Fe poet, so we're just fitting that in.
I want to fit this in. The All Colors Youth Summit, the New Mexico Gay Straight Alliance Network, is presenting workshops from noon to 5 p.m. on Saturday, March 26th at Warehouse 21. There's also some open mic performances from 6 to 7 p.m. and a dance party from 7 to 10 p.m. If you call 989-4423 or visit warehouse21.org, you can find out more information about the All Colors Youth Summit presented by the New Mexico Gay Straight Alliance Network.
Excellent.
Oh, great bands coming to Corazon on Monday, March 28th, including Polarization, which is a band out of L.A., who happened to be on a label run by a fellow who used to live in Santa Fe and played in a few bands. They're going to be performing at 7 p.m. at Corazon with Quark Chaser, which is, I believe it's a three-piece. Philip Maddox on keyboards, Ben Durfee on drums, and let's see. Oh, and Zach Hogan, who's a bassist. And a lot of these guys used to be in the same bands together. It's kind of incestuous, but it's pretty good music. And that is at Corazon on Monday the 28th. That's going to be fun.
And on Tuesday the 29th, Santa Fe Concert Association Executive Director and Artistic Director and pianist Joe Illick will give his final Notes on Music lecture performance for this season. It's at the United Church of Santa Fe at 1804 Arroyo Chamiso Road. You can call to get tickets 984-8759 or visit ticketssantafe.org. And it's about order and chaos, the predictable and unpredictable elements of composition and melody, rhythm, and harmony. So that should be fun. He's a wonderful person, wonderful speaker.
That's great,
yeah. Yes.
Bill Hearn, good old Bill Hearn, is going to be performing at 7 p.m. on Sunday, March 27th at the Lodge at Santa Fe. He's going to be doing some strumming, some honky-tonk, some country. And speaking of country, on Saturday, March 26th at Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino, Charlie Daniels is coming to town. The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Remember that song?
Vaguely.
You know, with the fiddle and the...
Yeah.
The Devil Went Down to... And the, yeah. So he's going to be performing on Saturday, March 26th over there at Buffalo Thunder. What else? Brian Wingard, saxophonist, who is going to be performing at Museum Hill Cafe at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, March 27th. With John Trenacosta and Brian Bennett and Colin, if I mispronounce this, I'm sorry, Colin Duble, or Duble, who knows? But if you go to ticketsantafe.org, you can get tickets for that. It ain't cheap, but these guys know what they're doing.
Now today, there's something that I want to let people know about in case there's not already enough things to do today. But this one's a little bit early. An Aldo Leopold lecture with author William Powers is happening at 5:15 at the UNM School of Architecture and Planning on Central Avenue. For more information, you can call in Albuquerque 277-2903. And William Powers is an author whom we've had on the air before. He wrote a wonderful book called 12 by 12, A One-Room Cabin Off the Grid and Beyond the American Dream. And it was about his living in a little 12 by 12 foot house and what that was like. And it was kind of it wasn't quite a Walden Pond story because the house was surrounded by all kinds of not very pristine stuff, but it was still a kind of inner and outer journey of coming to terms with living on small scale. And he's a terrific author.
12 by 12.
12 by 12. And the reason it was built 12 by 12 was because it counts as a shed instead of as a house, and so the woman could build it without going through a huge building process and all that
and
stuff.
And permitting and all that junk.
Yeah, it was back east somewhere. And he's going to be back also sometime in, we're going to try to get him on the air in April. I don't remember the exact dates, but anyway, terrific author. WilliamPowersBooks.com.
Maybe I should think of that. Maybe I should pitch a shed somewhere, a 12 by 12. I don't know. I'd probably go stir crazy.
Yeah, you know, hard to say.
Oh, I want to announce that my dog is out of her cone of shame.
Oh, good.
Yes. So Venus is healed. She gets her stitches out this week, and she no longer has to wear the cone of shame. So
good.
We're very excited for her.
And what happened to the pit bull?
The pit bull is, TJ is still looking for a forever home, and if anyone out there has the time to spend with a one and a half year old dog, who is kennel trained and knows the sit and the lay down and is good with kids and other dogs, give me a call or email me over at the New Mexican. Or you know, call me at 986-3039, or you can get a hold of me at the easier email address is taste@sfnewmexican.com.
Taste.
Yes.
Because you've got good
flavor.
Taste.
I've got mad flavor. What else? Let's see. On Friday.
Oh, go ahead.
Sorry, I wanted to talk about a couple of exhibits that are opening, including at Eileen Brazil Fine Art over there on Johnson Street, the Donna Party. I wrote a story about this in today's Positiempo. That's not the reason I'm mentioning it. I'm mentioning it because it's an awesome exhibit. David Lee.
The Donna Party?
The Donna Party.
D-O-N-N-A.
It's a play on the Donna, on the Donner Party and Donna Reed.
Ah.
And it would take way too much time to explain what this fellow does, but he's an amazing artist, and he's done a site-specific installation, a drawing there, that has to do a lot with one of the women on the Donner Party.
Did you see Cannibal the Musical?
No.
That was it was Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creator of South Park's very first film. I think it might have been a kind of the first thing they did when they got out of film school. And it was a musical about the Donner Party. Well, not exactly the Donner Party, but a thing like that.
Did I see something recently that they have like a Broadway show now?
Yes, it's called The Book of Mormon. I swear to God, I'm ready to cash in my retirement to go to New York and pay $125 to sit in the theater and see that movie. Jon Stewart interviewed them on The Daily Show a couple of weeks ago, and he said... It was, Jon Stewart said, this was so good that I was angry.
At himself or his writers?
Just, I mean, they're really good, and they've been working on this for 7 years. When you think about how funny South Park is, and they work on each one for a week, just imagine.
With 7 years, it's probably the cleanest funny material.
Exactly.
Well, not clean in the sense of clean. I mean, we're talking about Parker and Stone here, but...
Unraveling the World Poetry Reading with Marcia Starkey, Lane Upton, James McGrath on Sunday, March 27th at 1:30 at 1720 Medio Street. Call 983-8779 for directions.
Cool. Other things opening tonight. I forgot to mention that at Eileen Brazil Fine Art, there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. Fisher Press over there on Camino Alire is having an opening called Initial Conditions, Experimental Videos by Diane Armitage.
Nice.
And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. Also, Zane Bennett Contemporary Art, a retrospective 30 years celebrating color / prints, abstract paintings by Joe Novak and prints by Jim Dine, I believe. Reception 5 to 7 p.m. through April 22nd. Santa Fe Concert Association's Bravo Kids. Performance from kids ages 11 to 16 tonight at 5:30 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue. That's going to be fun.
Truth and Reconciliation Tour of South Africa. Bernadette Champion will give a slide talk on South Africa at the Travel Bug today at 5:30. She's traveled widely in Africa and organized tours for 20 years. She's going to talk about the upcoming NAACP Truth and Reconciliation Tour and answer questions from interested travelers.
Awesome. What else is going on? There's tons of stuff going on. I believe that the Global Dance thing is still happening in Albuquerque. If I can find it.
Well, while you find it, let me mention that on Wednesday of next week at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design O'Shaughnessy Performance Space, where I went the other night to hear Saeed speak about his book. What a wonderful author. Anyway, it's just a great space. So Tabahara Bello, Michael Lick, Licht or Lich and Roberto Capocchi at 7:30 will be playing classical guitar. Roberto is a classical guitar instructor there, and Belo is a virtuoso Brazilian guitar soloist, composer, and arranger, and Michael is a classical guitarist, banjo player, arranger, and composer. And so it should be lots of fun. Santa Fe University of Art and Design students go free, and otherwise it's still pretty cheap.
Let's see. Out of My Head, work by ninth grade students from New Mexico School for the Arts in conjunction with a play of the same name. I believe today is the last day that that show is up. So go by Warehouse 21 and check that out. There are some folks in need, not necessarily in need, but the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival is still taking bids on entry. So there's a deadline of July 15th for the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, which has grown considerably.
Indeed it has.
Just in the first couple of years. Entry forms and fee information are available online at santafeindependentfilmfestival.com, or you can call 470-2411. You're probably better off going to the website to get the information.
Excellent. So let's see. I guess that's all we've got time for today, but so much to do, so much more that we couldn't fit in, so you'll have to check out the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Rob DeWalt, a wonderful writer-journalist for that magazine, with us every Friday speaking of the arts. It's just great to have you on the air,
as always. Oh, shucks.
You're the best.
Now you.
Are we doing lunch?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC local news, then jazz. And, oh, I forgot to say, on Tuesday at Collected Works Bookstore, Mary Oishi is bringing her new book, Spirit Birds, They Told Me, to Collected Works at 6 o'clock, and I'm going to be interviewing her on Monday.
Oh, cool.
And she's a very nice and good poet. And anyway, much, much more. Go to the Collected Works bookstore website. Go to the Garcia Street website. Go to the Screen. Go to the CCA.
Yes.
It's all good. Go to the Pasatiempo. Hasta la vista, baby.
Bye.
Bye.